I know about Zoe. I think it's best if you find somewhere else to work, or you may find yourself in more trouble than it's worth. C. Mark sighed. So Celine had found out about Zoe. He knew he'd been playing with fire seeing two women at his place of work. But if Celine thought he was going to just quit his job to help her save face, she had another thought coming. He knew she was married, although she thought she'd been discreet by slipping her wedding ring off every day. Maybe if she tried to force him to quit, he'd have to find her husband and let him know what she was up to. After all, if she had been so casual about her affair with Mark, this probably wasn't the first time she had stepped outside her marriage vows. He tossed the note back in his locker before shoving his backpack inside it and slamming the door. It looked like it was going to be a very long and interesting Monday. Considering all the money he owed people, there was no way he could quit his job. He may not be making money hand over fist, but that didn't mean he could just throw himself to the wind and hope he found another job. No way. Although she was his superior, in charge of managing the tour guides and others, Celine couldn't fire him without a reason. Mark left the locker room and went outside onto the Alamo grounds. The sun had just begun to rise higher in the sky, and it looked like it was going to be a beautiful day. It was still fairly early, about 7 a.m., but the other employees who worked there would be arriving soon. The groundskeepers and a few others needed to make sure the place was in top condition before the visitors started arriving. He pulled his phone from his pocket and sent a quick text to Zoe. "Meet me in our spot as soon as you get to work," he typed. He might as well come clean with her. If Celine had found out about Zoe and him, she'd probably jump at the chance to tell Zoe. Maybe if he just opened up about it, he could salvage his relationship with her. He realized when he'd seen the note that his feelings for Zoe outweighed anything he felt for Celine. Long shadows played on the walkway he was headed down. The path was paved with stones, and there was a rock wall on one side with arches that had what looked like metal gates attached to them. The wooden beams across the top of the walkway always made Mark feel as if someone was peering down at him. He shook off the feeling and continued walking towards where he'd asked Zoe to meet him. That was when one of the shadows emerged from behind one of the arches and pointed something shiny and metallic at him. In the faint light, he couldn't see what it was, but it didn't matter. Instinctively, he knew he needed to protect himself. Whoever it was, they were dressed entirely in black. A black mask, shirt, pants, gloves. Even their shoes were black. He lunged at the person's hand, trying to wrestle whatever it was they were holding away from them. He struggled against them, but as they wrestled, he knew the other person had the upper hand. They didn't seem to be stronger than he was, but Mark knew he wasn't exactly in top shape or conditioning. All the drinking he'd done while he sat around watching television hadn't helped him. The attacker had been prepared and was quickly gaining the advantage as they struggled and fought with each other. Mark suddenly realized the metallic object he had seen in the attacker's hand was a gun. The attacker held their grip on the gun and slammed Mark up against the rock wall. It stunned him, but not enough to make him give up the fight. This wasn't how the attacker had planned their meeting. They intended to step out, hold the gun, and threaten Mark. Maybe then he'd come to his senses and do what needed to be done. They'd never pegged him for a fighter. Mark pushed back, his hand now wrapped around the attacker's forearm. He squeezed as tight as he could, hoping it would hurt enough they'd drop the gun. But it didn't work. Suddenly, a shot rang out.